Chelsea Green Publishing presents At Work in the Ruins, Finding Our Place in the Time of Climate Change, Pandemics, and All the Other Emergencies. Written and read by Dougald Hine. Introduction. First, there must be an end. It seems like it's been growing all my adult life, this sense of living at the end of the world as we know it. For a long while it was a rumour, a story mostly told in what got left unsaid. It was real enough in lots of people's lives, but if you tried to talk about it in the places where the people who shape public opinion meet, in the TV newsrooms and the think tank seminars, in the offices of government ministers, or around the dining tables of dot-com millionaires, you would get strange looks and awkward laughter, a swift change of subject or a suggestion that you ought to get some perspective. I know this because my life in the early years of this century took me to those places. Not often enough to get comfortable, that was never what I was looking for, but often enough that the opportunity arose, and I sometimes took it, to talk about what I thought I could see coming. By 2010, there were surveys from across the Western countries showing that those who still believed today's young people would have a better life than their parents were outnumbered 2, 3, or 4 to 1 by those who thought they were going to have it harder. The basic promise of progress had broken down in the everyday experience of ordinary people in the societies that were meant to serve as a model of where everyone else on the planet was headed. I saw such findings dismissed by journalists with smug lines about how the slow miracle of economic growth rolls onwards, whatever the ups and downs of the cycle, to touch the lives of most of us sooner or later. Their complacency lasted until the middle of the decade, when it was replaced, almost overnight, by panic at a series of unpredicted political eruptions. For those still sold on the big story of progress and sheltered from how things were going for many of their fellow citizens, the Brexit vote and the election of Donald Trump felt like the end of the world. Meanwhile, in the last few years of that decade, a new wave of awareness and activism around climate change broke into view. These movements didn't talk about the climate crisis as a future threat, a problem that could be fixed and made to go away. They were shaped by a sharpening awareness of a crisis that is already here, a tide of chaos reaching the lives of more and more of us, an unfolding reality that will change all our lives. The shadow thrown by the climate crisis is long, and it will be at the heart of the story I have to tell. Yet even as I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?